Good morning. Today we're going to start learning the halachas of standing up for an elderly person and also, even if not elderly, somebody who is a Talmud Chacham. So we are going to start with the Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Lamebez, Mibnei Seiva Takum, Vadarta Pnei Zaken. There are two clauses here, two phrases here. Mibnei Seiva Takum, I'll read in the English, in the presence of an old person, an elderly person, shall you rise? So that is the mitzvah of standing up in front for somebody who is a seva, somebody who is elderly. In the second part of the pasuk, v'hadarta pnei zaken, what's a zaken? You shall honor the presence of a sage. That's the English explanation. Zaken, typically we would say it's somebody who's elderly, but here it says, in the English at least, in the presence of somebody who is a sage. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows. Mitzvahs asay laku mibnei kol chacham afilu eino zaken. There's a mitzvah to stand up in front of anyone who is a chacham, a Torah sage, even if he's not elderly, even if he's very young. Ela yanik v'chachim v'afilu eino rabo, even if he's just a very young person, as long as he's a chacham, even if it's not your Rebbe, just by virtue of the fact that that person is a Talmud chacham, we have the second part of the pasuk that says v'adarta p'nei zaken. You have to stand up in front of somebody who's a zaken. It's not talking about age, it's talking about achievement, halachic learning achievement, and there's a mitzvah midoraisa, to stand up. Mitzvahs ase, says the Shulchan Aruch, to stand up when somebody of that stature is coming by. And in addition, based on the first part of the pasuk, which we said, mipnei seva takum, in the presence of an elderly person shall you rise, the Shulchan Aruch continues, v'chein mitzvah lakum mipnei seva. And here the Shulchan Aruch quantifies what is the age of somebody who is elderly that you have to stand up for him. V'chein mitzvah lakum mipnei seva ben shivim shana, that is talking about somebody who is 70 years old. Now, all of this is based on drashas in the Gemara that the Makor is Isi ben Yehuda tells us when it says in the pasuk, Mipnei Seva Takum, the first part of the pasuk, that is talking about Afilu Kol Seva B'mashma. That means anyone who is elderly, even if it's not a Talmud Chacham, even if the person is not knowledgeable at all, that Afilu Kol Seva B'mashma, as soon as that person reaches the age of 70, there is a mitzvah midoraisa to stand up for such a person. And Rabbi Yossi Haglili says that Hadras Pnei Zaken, that's the second part of the pasuk, Hafilu Hainu Yanik V'Chachim, even if the person is very young, as long as the person is a Talmud Chacham, there is a mitzvah to stand up for that individual. So one more time, let's look at the pasuk, the drushas on the pasuk, and the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So the pasuk again says, Mipnei Seva Takum, and as we said, in the presence of an elderly person you raise, that is based on age. That is based on age, and we saw the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that the cutoff is up to 70. No, you don't stand up for the person, don't have to stand up for the person. Above 70, yes, if he hits 70 year and above, you would stand up for that individual, even the person is not a Talmud Chacham whatsoever. It doesn't matter. This is based on age. And the second part of the pasuk, v'adarta p'nei zaken, that is not talking about age, that is talking about achievement in Torah knowledge. And it's that person is called a zaken, even though the person may be very young, but we are looking at his achievement, having learned he's a Talmud Chacham. Accordingly, there is a mitzvah asay to stand for such a person also. So the first clause is based on age. The second clause is based on achievement and not based on age. So in fact, that is how we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, as we mentioned, that it is 70 is the cutoff for the age. And this is actually based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says ben shivim l'seva. What is the definition of a seva? As we said in the pasuk, mibnei seva takum. That is somebody who is 70 years old. So that is based on that Mishnah that says that 70 is the cutoff. And when somebody achieves 70, that is when we stand up for that individual. So we're going to talk now about why people are not typically, unfortunately, strict about this. They can be Mekayim. We can be Mekayim. I'm going to talk to myself. We can be Mekayim, a mitzvah, mideoraisa. Somebody 70 and above, stand up. Somebody's a Talmud Chacham, even though he's very young, stand up. Why aren't we nisar, and why are we being mevatel and mitzvahs asay shel Torah, mitzvahs asay mideoraisa, and not being Mekayim these mitzvahs? So the Radvaz writes on this. He was posed that question, and he asks as follows. He answers as follows: Kvartzavachti al zeh kama b'amim. I have shouted about this. I've spoken about this. I've given musar about this so many times, a number of times, and no one pays attention, because they have already been noheg. What does that mean? They've gotten accustomed to not standing up, and accordingly, even though I talk about it, people don't listen. And he says to them as follows, I told them the drushas that we paskin like Isi ben Yehuda, that you have to stand up, and accordingly, I told them that, but they don't listen. And he continues, v'kevan shadrashalim, however, I will tell you, now that I've taught them the halachas, I've told them the drushas, we learned the Gemara, shechayavim lakumin yazkenim, I told them you have to stand up in front of elderly, 70 is the cutoff, even if they are ame ha'aretz, even if they're not knowledgeable at all, says the Radvaz, there were some people who listened to me, the people categorized as chaveirim, the chaveirim nizhar, we can call them the people who are shomrei Torah mitzvahs, however, everyone else, they are not careful about this. And I see, I tried, and most people were not being careful about this. They're not standing up. So he says, what he does is very innovative, very interesting. He says, in order to remove the michshol, what's the michshol? That we have people that are violating this mitzvah's asay in the Torah, not standing up. How can I set up a situation that they are not violating, they're not nullifying this mitzvah? So says the Ravaz, any elderly person that I see, I say to them, please be mochal on your kavod forever. In other words, if you are forgiving your kavod, you're not being makbin on your kavod, you're saying, I'm okay, I'm putting my kavod aside, that no one is obligated or has the mitzvah, or has the requirement at least to stand up for me. We say, when somebody's mochal on their kavod, a zaken shemachal al kvodo, somebody who's elderly who's mochal on his kavod, kvodo machol, he can nullify his kavod. And accordingly, if he's mochal on his kavod, then no one is violating this mitzvah because he has removed the mirshal, he's removed the stumbling block from him. So that is the Radvaz. He says, I would go around always. Oh, elderly people say, be mochel on this mitzvah, be mochel on this mitzvah, be mochel on this mitzvah. Nonetheless, the Radvaz continues, afilo hachi roi la'asot lehem ktsas hidur. But still, at a minimum, you should get up a little. You should get up a little. It doesn't have to be a full standing. It doesn't have to be a full stand-up with the full body, but at least lift your body up a little bit. Because he says, harav shemachal ha'kvoto kvoto machol, even though we have a concept that when a Rav, for example, a Rebbe, a great Rav, he is mochal and is kavod, that is effective. Nonetheless, we still say that you should get up a little bit for him. So let's say, apply the same standard here. Even though we have these kenim that are being mochal on their kavod, but nonetheless, they still should be getting up a little bit. And there are those who say that even if the zaken is not mochel, but how much do you have to stand up is a machlokas. Do you have to give a full stand up for somebody who is a zaken, or can you get away with standing up a little bit? So it could be that even if somebody is not mochel, as long as we get up a little bit, that would fulfill the imperative, the mitzvah midoraisa, to stand up. So what we're seeing from here is that there is a mitzvah. We'll quickly recap. We're actually talking about two mitzvahs, standing up for somebody who is elderly. The cutoff as of now is 70, based on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah. 70 is the cutoff. Standing up for somebody who is any age, but is a Talmud Chacham, so even very young, there is a mitzvah to do that as well. And we said, why aren't people careful about this? And in fact, the Ravaz is saying, you should be careful about this. This is a mitzvah saseh. He didn't bring a rationale why you don't have to be careful. But in order to remove the mirshal, he told the elderly, please be mochel and you're covered. But in any case, even if they were mochel, you still should stand up a little bit. And truth be told, nowadays no one's going around telling the elderly to be mochel. We have this mitzvah to stand up. And then we have that open issue of how much do you have to stand up? Is it required to stand up the full amount, full body stand up, or would it be sufficient to get up just a little bit? And that is going to depend on various shitas on this issue. Have a wonderful day.